This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To all of our viewers out there, our brothers and sisters in Islam, our brothers and sisters who may not be of the Muslim faith, our brothers and sisters in humanity, we begin by greeting you with the Muslim greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. And welcome back to this part of our program. And we're very grateful that you are joining us, where we are going through some reflections of the Quran. And in this particular one and the one before it, we are doing some reflections upon the verses that contain some of the characteristics and attributes of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are looking into the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, that's Surah number 2, verse number 255, Ayat al-Kursi, the verse of the Kursi. And we said that Kursi was either a pedestal or Kursi is chair. And in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Himself by saying, Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah, there is no one, no deity, no person, nothing that is worthy of worship besides Him. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Al-Hayyu al-Qayyum. He is the eternal, the living, and the self-subsistent, Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum may have a different translation also, that means Al-Qayyum is the one who is in charge of the maintenance of anything out there. That is why, for example, a person who is responsible of a school or anything like that may be called the Qayyim. He is the manager. He is the one in charge of the affairs and the maintenance and the well-being of a special area. So as far as our world is concerned, the Qayyum, the one who is in charge of the betterment, facilitating for goodness of this world, is called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither slumber nor sleep seizes him. In other words, there is no deficiency in our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not think about him in human terms. Do not think or apply the limitations of humans into the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just reminded here of the term al-hayy, the living. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither slumber nor sleep seizes him. One simple person, means simple in the estimation of people, used to say, at the end of every night, I take all my worries, all my anxieties, and I cast it upon God, because I know He is going to be up all night long. So the fact that you know Allah, our Creator, is not seized neither by slumber nor by sleep, is that there is a source of comfort there. Point is that be comfortable, rest assured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever in charge of the maintenance of the heavens and the earth. So it says, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. And to him belongs, or his is, whatever is up in heaven and whatever is down on earth. So stop. To us, human mind, when we describe the big or how big a thing is, we say it's as big as heavens. It's as big as the earth. But that's as far as we know. So Allah is saying that that is just part of what He has. This is just part of what His kingdom contains. His dominion extends beyond this. But to begin with, His is what is in heaven and what is on earth. All of that belongs to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows that which, again, depending on the way it is understood, that which appears before them, or that which they have done. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. What it is that they are committing at this time, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. What they have done in the past, what they are engaged in, and what they will do. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. The knowledge of Allah is a knowledge of perfection. It is neither preceded by ignorance, nor is it followed by forgetfulness. We humans, our knowledge is different. It is preceded by ignorance, and it will certainly be followed by forgetfulness. Allah waits for things to happen to find out about them. He knows about them prior to them taking place. He knows about them. He's not making humans do the things that they are doing, because there will be no sense of accountability. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge is so perfect that He does not wait for things to happen in order to know about them. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ. And they do not, meaning humans, they do not encompass any part of His knowledge except what He wills to tell them. So we know what we know about Allah, we know what we know about the creation of Allah, because Allah has permitted that. Allah has permitted for us to know this, and that is min ilmihi. That is just a portion, a little of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to share or to allow us this part of His knowledge. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His kursi, said that kursi is the chair. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It could also mean throne, a place of sitting. It may mean power. It may mean knowledge. Argument whether this is metaphorical, whether it is literal. At any case, whatever it is, it extends by through the heaven and the earth. When we think that the heavens and the earth are the biggest thing, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that His knowledge, His power, His sovereignty extends to all of this. Nothing escapes the power or the knowledge or the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of that escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. And no fatigue seizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or befalls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the process of maintaining the heavens and the earth. If you remember earlier, we said that in the Old Testament there is a reference to God taking a rest on the seventh day after He has created the heavens and the earth. And we said that it may be the case that this language is metaphorical, that the literal meaning of it is not meant. The Quran does not allow for such a thing. You do not speak about Allah in any way that can remotely suggest some sort of deficiencies in God, even in a metaphorical sense. That in the Quran is not acceptable. So Allah said, in the process of maintaining the heavens and the earth, no fatigue befalls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. He takes care of it without that having an impact upon Allah, without requiring that Allah takes a rest. None of this happens. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is the exalted, the awesome, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us about the 99 beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that there are about 81 names that are mentioned in the Quran of the attributes and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, only of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah has more attributes than names. So what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps telling us about Himself, either by what He has done, such as Ayatul Kursi right now. It was a mixture of His names and His qualities and His actions in the world. Allahu la ilaha illahu, you know, the personal name that is given to Him. Allah, Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, He is the living and the self-subsisting. And remember that the names of Allah are His personal names, and simultaneously they're also His attributes. In other words, my name is Kareem, which in the Arabic language means generous. However, my name may be Kareem, but in reality I am a very stingy person. I am very greedy. I am a very miserly person. So my name distinguishes who I am when we are in the number of people, amongst people, or when somebody says that, you know, we're talking about Kareem, so people know whom they're talking about. But it is not necessarily a reflection of what my name means. It is not a reflection of my character. It does not stand up for what my actions are going to be like. And as thus, the name sounds good, but to many people it may be very hollow, because my lifestyle does not reflect the name that I possess. So similarly, in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names are not just personal names. His names are His personal names are simultaneously, they're also His attributes. Otherwise, that becomes very hollow. It becomes very meaningless. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Himself a name, it is not just the name, but rather it is the name and the attribute and the quality that is within that name. And then, Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm, neither sleep nor slumber, or nor slumber nor sleep, seizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like we have meant with the, or like we have said with the other attributes that we have been reflecting upon here in this beautiful verse of Ayat Al-Kursi. Inshallah, when we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, inshallah, we are going to go to the following verse, and we have done the one before it, and now we're doing the one after it, to see the consistency and the smooth transition of the Quranic style. So please do stay tuned with us, and we will be back shortly.